Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Towards Transformation, the Journey Towards Transformation, the Goddess. And I want to welcome you back and to remind you that this show may have a bit more mature content than before. I am waiting for our special guest to call in, but while we're waiting, I will take care of some housekeeping things. The first, of course, is to express my gratitude to all of you who have listened live, to all of you who have listened archived. Thank you so very much for taking time to listen to this program and to share in this sacred space of time together. Now, I do want to let you know that I have some very good shows, amazing and wonderful shows coming up in March. On March 3rd, the first Tuesday of the month, I will have Beverly Sells Jones as my special guest. She is my mentor, an author, a coach, a light worker, and just a very wise and wonderful woman. And we'll have her on to begin Women's History Month, a month where we take a look and continue. As always, my show is about empowering everyone, empowering this month, February, with love, and in March, empowering women through having great women on my show and empowering women through education. So we'll do something a little different on the 17th about empowering women through education. And we're going to have Darvell Powell. He is the CEO of Secured Credit Solutions. That is a credit repair company. And we're going to have him come on and talk to us as people, but as women. Many of us don't do well with our finances, don't take care of our finances, don't know how to manage our finances. And even though we're able to create the wealth that we want and all that good is coming towards us, we do live in a system where credit is a part of that. And Mr. Powell will come on and talk about ways you can create your own credit, ways that you can buy credit. And let me say from that comment that, yes, it's legal. Most people who have businesses or have good credit actually bought some of that credit to begin with. And they'll talk about ways to correct your credit. So again, and taking for us men and women, for taking care of ourselves. For a woman, I always say, you're wanting to be in a relationship. Are you the type of man you'd want to attract? Do you want a rich man? You want a man that has a house and has a car and has money? Well, are you those things? If that's what you're looking for, are a man who's financially sound, are you yourself financially sound? Well, one of the ways to become financially sound is by having excellent credit. And so I have Mr. Powell on the show on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, to talk with us about that. On the 10th, part of self-care and for helping men and women, we'll go from my book, 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. We'll take a look at meditation, taking the time to slow down. That as women, we can get in a frenzy. I remember I worked with a lady who was always in a frenzy, never took the time to rest, always running here and there. And it became a place where I wasn't even able to continue to work with her in that organization because that was the energy that they came from. And where I have been over the time recently, looking to come from a more centered, quiet place. Everyone who knows me knows I'm kind of spazzy and silly and humorous, but I act and interact from a centered and calm place. And part of that comes from meditating. And as I have continued in that practice of being centered, there's so many great opportunities to come my way. So we'll talk about that again March 3rd. Beverly Sells Jones, author, coach, inspirational speaker, light worker. On March 10th, they'll have me, Villa Powell, author, inspirational speaker, and radio host, and we will come from the third devotion in my book, Meditation, my book being The 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. And then on the 17th, we will have Darvell Powell, CEO and founder of Secured Credit Solutions. And all of these businesses, Beverly Sells Jones, you can find her on Facebook, her personal page, as well as her business pages. The same for me. You can find me on Speaking Opulence on Facebook, and you can find Darvell Powell, our guest on the 17th, at Secured Credit Solutions. on Facebook. So I'm hoping that I've got a caller. I'm hoping that it's my guest. So let me begin by letting you know that Tiffany Janae has quickly become a leader in the goddess movement and has solidified her position as the most sought-out provider of precious gems, yoni eggs by organic blood. She is a certified yoga instructor, a student of feminine energy, a certified tantra practitioner, a earth food chef, and a talented event coordinator. Alongside her husband, Malik Zaki, she travels the world teaching others what she knows about living life organically. So let me see if this is my guest on the phone. Tiffany?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. You come on just in time. I was just giving everyone some housekeeping information, and I'm so excited to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thank you.
And so the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to give over to you. Looking at your the bio that you sent me, I was like, wow, this, to me, it's like kind of like a superwoman. You do yoga and tantra, and you cook, and you swim. And so, first of all, I said this about every guest. So I'm going to say the exact same thing about you, that this, that all the stuff that you have to talk about and all that you are and all the gifts that you have to give cannot be done in this one show. So I am definitely already inviting you to come back and be on my show again.
Thank you.
And
that's
so
good hospitality.
thank you very much. And so I met you kind of by a fluke. I had a friend who told me about Yoni Egg and this site. Like, I kept seeing people complaining, take 6 to 9 months and blah blah blah. So then my girlfriend says, "No, you should come to my egg site." And it's funny, I had seen her rose quartz egg, but I knew it was rose quartz, and it was in the shape of an egg, but I didn't know what it was other than that. And then we talked about it. So I have an adventurine, and I just ordered, actually through Gail's site, I just ordered a crystal quartz, and I've got my eye on the smoky quartz for the next time.
All right.
So, for me, I'm going to say that I'm late to the party, but in my 50s, my sexuality, my sensuality all began to expand, and I wish that I had known about this earlier. Part of me knows I probably wouldn't have been open to it. So you have a great gift, I would say a ministry of touching and empowering men and women, because when women are empowered, men are empowered. When
that's
a woman
right.
feels confident in who she is and how she is and how she expresses herself, that's good for everybody around her. And so you are the expert here, and I say again, welcome to my show, the amazing guest, Tiffany Janae. And let's start with tell people how to get in contact with you, your website, your personal website, or how to get eggs, and then I'm going to leave the show up to you, and I'll interrupt you when we have about 3 or 4 minutes left.
Okay. My website address is yonieggs.com. You can find out all the descriptions of the eggs. There's also links on there for our videos so that you can learn more about it. A lot of people don't know what a yoni egg is. So I guess I'll start there. A yoni egg is a semi-precious stone that's carved into the shape of an egg. So what a semi-precious stone is it's actually a rock from the earth. And since we're all from the earth, you know, as humans, we have our own personalities. Well, every being from the earth has its own personality and characteristics, so the stones are the same exact way. So each individual stone, it emanates its own particular energy. And when you go on my website, you'll read what that energy is known for doing. So, for example, rose quartz is known for being really feminine, helping people to forgive mistakes of themselves and other people's mistakes, and moving into a space where they're clearing out some blockages to open up a stream of love to come into them. And so each individual stone does something like that. Like, one might focus on prosperity. Another one may be with overcoming childhood trauma. So what happens is just having the stone around is powerful enough. A lot of people use wear semi-precious stone jewelry. You can also carry rocks around in your pocket with you or just have them around in your house. But the yoni egg is an extra special element because the women are using them to insert inside of them and connect it directly with their womb space. And as females, our womb space is our power of creation. And so that's where everything comes from. It comes from the woman's womb. That's how we give birth to everything. So a woman who's more in tune with that and has a more deeper relationship and connection with her womb space and her power is able to create from a space that's more in a state of bliss, you know, with less blockages, and being able to see the benefit that comes out of everything. So we're just clearing those blockages to help us move into that space where everything's always working for us and never against us. And so the yoni eggs are just helping people with developing that relationship. And what's happening is that's now transferring over to women taking time to get massages and seeking out sisterhoods. They're meditating. They're doing yoga. They're eating different foods. They're taking longer baths. They're, you know, seeking out all these different remedies to develop that ultimate relationship. And it's an awesome thing to be a part of. So that resonates with you, definitely I invite you to check out the website. Again, that's yonieggs.com.
So go on. You say that you're a student of feminine energy, and I am so interested in Tantra. So talk about what you do. This is your show. Talk about what you do.
Well, with Tantra, I've studied with a few teachers. I've studied with Juju Mama, and I've also studied with Master Yao. And it's something that has really changed my life. Because we're always dealing with sexual energy. You know, even as a child, sexual energy is so prevalent, but it's the most hidden or ignored energy or the one that's considered most inappropriate. So a lot of people don't know what to do with that, and they end up doing a lot of things that come out of a dark space because it's not easily to be talked about in our society.
I want to interrupt. I want you to say that again because that what you said there was such an important statement that sexual energy is around us. It's like a secret because we don't talk about it. Instead of being able to come from a light place, we come from a dark place. Say that statement again. It's just, I know, and I tell you what, I see so many unhappy women and they talk about they have don't have good sex, blah, blah, blah. I got on the train late. And so now I'm like, oh, my God, sex is amazing. And, but it wasn't always that way for me. It was like, for a long time, the sex was bad and it was horrible. And it's like, oh, my God, someone slap everybody and say, the very thing that you don't need to be taught to do, you just let go with the flow. So please say that again and talk more about it.
Well, just when, you know, when you aren't in a space where we're able to talk about sex, then people have to retreat back into dark corners. So they're doing things that they don't necessarily feel right about doing, but they don't really know where else to go to get the answers to do it in a different way. So there's a lot of dysfunction that comes from that space, and it creates a lot of hurt people. The majority of my clients, like, what they're dealing with is things that are centered around sex. Like, some form of way, that is the root to everything, whether it's childhood abuse or it's a relationship gone wrong or not. Whatever, it's just so much comes from out of that energy of sex. So what my interest is I don't really care what anybody's into, but I believe that everybody should have a space to be able to be in to whatever they're into. And part of my offering through Yoni Eggs is providing that space for women to come together, to be able to talk about these things, to say, you know, this is what's going on, this happened last night, or what do you guys think about this? You know, what's a better way that I can go about this? How do you give head? How do I receive? How do I open up for studying Tantra also has moved me more into that space to be able to have those conversations myself and just being in the space to talk to other people about things and knowing how to use our sexual energy to the best of our ability. So rather than just because we're not really taught technique in our society, so it's more so like you're going to be extremely horny, ignore that, okay? And then if you can't ignore it so long, then put this this artificial thing over you to cover you because that person probably has a disease, so you got to protect yourself from that. and then, you know, just do your thing. And that's just kind of it. And if you don't know what to do, then watch porn. So the mainstream option just kind of backs a person into their wall. And Tantra is kind of taking you out of that to say, like, okay, here's what's going on. Here's how to make this union. Here's how you should breathe. You know, look at each other. The man, you have this power. The woman, you have that power. And here's how you can have this divine sexual connection by using these different tools and different techniques. So it's been an awesome journey learning about that.
You used a word that most people don't associate with sex. You said a divine sexual union. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, sex to me is very healing, and it's also very revealing. So it's one of the most powerful energies I have ever possessed, for me personally, and watching how our society functions, it's what runs this whole society. It's just very unspoken on. So when you can connect with someone in a space where it's like both of your energies are in alignment, there's, I mean, the possibilities are literally limitless. You can, anything, like if you know how to use that energy during that time, you can create a new car, a new form of income, a better health situation for yourself, anything, like anything your heart desires, you can use your sexual energy to do those things when you know what's going on. And that is what makes it divine, is that we can connect with the polar opposite. So as the female, we're positive energy, and as the male, they're masculine energy. And when you bring those two together, it's like you're creating this powerful electric current, and you're like riding in the universe, and you can pull out whatever you want from that space. Like, that's what sex is for me.
Wow. Wow. So tell me, so one of the things that I see on the organic page is something that was so foreign to me, and you spoke about it before, was being in a woman's womb state.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about that space, it's not just about having a baby, but it's about giving birth to things in that place, being in touch with that, about, you know, because one of the things, before, you know, time flies. I also want you to, I saw you were saying something good happened to me. I mean, you have an amazing story. You and your husband, like, quit your jobs or all those things. So talk about your womb space, and then if you can, talk about the journey of becoming, you know, you say you teach people about living life organically. Talk about your journey for that, or begin to talk about it, because I'll definitely have to have you back on the show to finish that.
Okay. Well, the womb space is what makes us feminine. It's the source of creation. So if we're talking about giving birth to an actual child, then that would exist by having this fertile space, which is the womb, and then the man implants the seed in there, which is the sperm, and that seed takes root. And then eventually a child grows, and you give birth, and you have this life, and you raise that life through all the different phases, so from being an infant to a toddler to, you know, all the way up a teenager to an adult, like you're constantly raising and nourishing that child in different ways throughout its life cycle. Well, everything works that way, anything. So now let's take the same concept of we want to give birth to a car. Let's just say we want to give birth to a car. So when you can use sexual manifestation, when you're having sex, you can go into your sexual engagement with the intention, the set of we want to bring forth the creation of this vehicle that we need for our family, for our business, for our betterment, whatever it is. And so now we're focusing on that while we're having sex. And so we're able to say, like, you know, the pleasure. Because making a child, even if it's a physical child, should be coming from a place of pure love and, like, you know, intention. We intend to create a child, and our child will be like this. So you're doing the same thing for any type of thing that you're manifesting. And then once the seed is implanted, so you come to orgasm and the seed has been implanted, then now it's inside of the woman's space, and she has to nourish that. And as a unit, you nourish that. So you have to talk kindly to each other because you have a creation around you, so you have to keep the vibration of that positive. So, you know, like when the baby comes, when the car comes, we're going to do this. When it comes, I want it to be blue, and I want it to do like this. Like, you're constantly nourishing that thing. And in your womb space. It's an idea. And so nourishing your ideas comes from, like, taking care of yourself in a certain way so that you're always keeping your vibrations high and you're keeping yourself in a state of magnetism. And then you give birth to that, and then now here you have a car. And then the next phase of that lifespan begins. How do you take care of the car? How do you maintain it? How do you keep it up? Same way you would raise a child. You're doing that with your ideas. There's so much more to expand on that, but that's the gist of the power of our womb space.
So now, can you talk about how the yoni egg is connected to that?
Well, the yoni egg is connected to that because the yoni egg possesses energies in it that is helping you cleanse out whatever your blockages is. So if there is a car that you want that's manufactured and it's available for you to get, then the only reason why you don't have it is because you're not allowing yourself to accept that. So why? Now we need to figure out, how do we clear out, come in alignment with what I want? If I want my own private island, what is it inside of me that believes that I can't obtain that? That's not realistic. I don't have the money for that. Whatever it is, those are all my own limitations that I'm believing. So I would choose a yoni egg that's going to say, hey, for instance, one of them, I don't know them all. I have about 20 different products, so I don't know them all off the top of my head. But there is one that maybe smoky quartz helps one move past small thinking. So if you're thinking like, no, the only thing I can afford is a two-bedroom apartment, but really your deepest desire is to have your own island and be surrounded by this crystal clear water, well, what is it inside of you that's causing the blockage for you to claim what already exists and can be yours? Well, you would say something like a smoky quartz. I need to move past moving, thinking small. So I'm using this stone, this yoni egg, to help bring that creation about. And this is all dealing with manifestation and creation, and these are the things that I teach. And I'm on a tour right now called the Sensual Goddess Tour with Nerissa Irving. We have about 5 more cities left that we're doing, and all that information is available on the website, where I'll expand further into this. And so to go to the other question that you asked me about my journey, about 8 or 9 years ago when my husband and I merged our friendship into a relationship. At that point, we knew that we were going to be together for a while, and we decided what was our legacy. If we're coming together and we're saying that just us two beings are going to focus our energy on the betterment for each other and for creation of a legacy, what is it that we want it to be? Is it working at this job and continuing to hate it and just accepting what it's giving to us because we can't figure out a way? Or is it doing something super gangster and just quitting and then going and just like becoming in alignment with what we want to be? So we decided to be that, and we just quit our job, and we gave up everything that came with that lifestyle. And we got put in this space, like, energetically, where it was like literally we could not generate any funds. I had to go get on food stamps. We lost our car. We lost our home. We also, on top of all of that, changed our diet. So during that period of time together, we lost about 150 pounds. But wow. We couldn't afford new clothes. So here we are. We went from being office workers, so our wardrobe mostly consisted of business attire. And we're deciding we don't want that anymore. Like, we don't want to work. We don't ever want to wear clothes like this anymore. And furthermore, we lost all this weight, so we can't fit anything. So we only had, like, one pair of pants that we wore to do everything that we did. And for like a couple years, because we were just in a space of learning and of just learning how to detach and learning how to connect to the frequency of faith. And so the only currency that I would have coming in months at a time were my food stamps, which was $200 a month. And that went on for a few years, and we just kept learning and kept studying, and we just kept staying in that frequency of faith. And, like, despite everyone tearing us down and telling us what we were doing was crazy and it was wrong and we need to be getting a job and we need to be realistic, like, the message that was coming through us was so strong that it was like none of that mattered. We just stayed focused. And so now here we are some years later, and we've just transitioned all of that, and our business is doing phenomenal. We are now just employing our third person, and it's doing great. So, like, all the vision that we had from the beginning is now coming to truth. So I'm just personally happy that the message that was given to me in its extremity is now actually real. Like, as promised, it's all coming to light. It's been a
nice
journey.
What you're saying is that even though you had the thought and the action initially, that it didn't, the very next day, it wasn't sunshine and blue skies and you were on your island. That
no.
Part of it was that journey of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You had to change the way. That, because one of the things I always say, especially in the other program I used to have, that when I'm talking to people about changing their life, as my book, 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation, I say, right thought, right action, right self-expression. It's not just happy thoughts. You got to act. And when you do something out of the normal, when you do something that's light around dark, all that dark wants to try to envelop that. And that's where you have to show, is the light, are you about the light or not?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now, yeah, sometimes you got to go down to the county and get you some food stamps and stay the course, knowing that this isn't who I am. I didn't give up everything so I can be on the county.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a resource for me. And so I love your story that, you know, I you say, look, so-and-so is an overnight success. Really? No, they invested. They had to change. They started with their mind. And so, see, I didn't even know all this about you when I was first introduced to your page. And it's bit by bit. And I see those beautiful pictures of you. I'm like, what? You see, I'm like, what? You know, again, you just assume, well, she's always had this gorgeous, sexy body. Even when you were full figured, it was a gorgeous, sexy body. I'm saying this healthier, slimmer body. I'm like, well, she's always like this. And that picture of you in that yoga pose is just like, oh, my God. You know, I mean, my, I can't even imagine any of my joints moving that way, you know. But it's like, wow,
yeah.
You know, that you've had an amazing journey. You know, I guess you see people like you, you didn't just wake up like that. You weren't born and like, oh, I'm Tiffany and here I am. And that's the encouraging part. You walk the walk. You're not just talking about it. You're walking it and you're living it. So
mm-hmm.
I saw a picture. You said, I have something to share with all of you. And you showed us a picture of something in your garage. What was that?
A Mercedes.
A Mercedes Benz. I was on a show with another lady, and her and I talked about it was C. Maria Walk, how that was our dream car. And
uh-huh.
that, not because you want to be better than everybody else, but because that's the car you like. If you want a BMW, get that. Or if you want a Maserati, get that. Or if you want a Prius, which I don't know why. No, you want a Prius and get that. But that, again, it's
mm-hmm.
about allowing into your life what you want.
Yes.
And so to say that, to allow into your life, to be able to open your hands to receive, you had to let go of some other things.
Exactly.
You know, and to believe in some ways, like, just like you said, sex is, this is a whole different conversation. In this country, sex is the bottom line. I mean, women sell stuff on TV. They got their boobs out. They have men showing their chest. That's sex. Sex sells. And yet, we don't want to talk about it. It's a big secret, you know. And yet, that is one of the most, like I said to my friend, that no one had to teach me how to cry. And no one had to teach me how to laugh. Those are innate parts of being a human being. And no
mm-hmm.
one had to teach me how to have sex. Now, I think there is some truth to what he says. You need some instruction on it. But those feelings, like someone didn't have to tell me, you know, that those are all natural.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we would touch, you know, energy, you just, Tiffany said so many amazing things. I already, tell everyone again how to get in contact with you, how to learn more about you.
My company's name is Organic Blood. So you can Google Organic Blood and all of our information will pop up there. My name is Tiffany Janay, spelled TiffanyJanay. And you can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, under that name. And then my company's website for our store is organicbloodline.com or yonieggs.com. So that's all my information, and I look forward to meeting you all and inviting you into our space. We're growing a very strong sisterhood right now, and it means a lot to me because I grew up learning, being taught not how to get along with other females. And so now I have this group that I've grown by hand that has about 1,200 women in it from all over the world that are on this journey with me through the Yoni Eggs. And it's a really amazing space. And so if you feel called, I invite you to come and seek us out and grow with us.
Tiffany, thank you so much. Everyone, thank you so much. And Tiffany, you will be on my show again. God bless you, and everyone
Thank
have
you.
A good evening.
Peace.
Goodbye.